back again? What is it?
It's Sheriff Rust. I heard there's a damn fear staying here. There's something I'd like to discuss.
Let him in.
Are you sure? If someone were to make a move on you now, you'd be in a bad way. This might be one of the deputy mayor's flunkies.
There was no mention of the nose the hunter had lopped off.
If that's the case, he's bound to come sooner or later. But just like this hotel, a sheriff might be a little different.
Interesting. Okay, come in.
The young man's height rivaled Dee's. Though it was summer, he wore a coat. The gold badge affixed to the chest of his shirt was so polished, it reflected Dee's face. Naturally, the combat belt around his waist had a pistol in its holster. He also sported a smart purple bandana around his neck. With closely cropped blonde hair, he had manly features graced by a grin.
This makes three times, doesn't it?
I'd heard there was a hunter in black here so handsome he could make even men faint. I had a hunch it might be you, and sure enough it is. This badge doesn't really suit me, does it?
It's rather unexpected.
No, I'm sure it wouldn't matter much to you, would it? How are you feeling?
Are you the one who taught the bellhop what to do? It was a great help.
Glad to hear it. You go on and get some rest now.
Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
Well, seems you took off the deputy mayor's nose. Just before you checked into the hotel, one of his toadies came and filed a complaint. But before I headed over here, the same guy came back to retract it. Mayor probably talked him out of it. That old man still got a backbone of iron.
How long's it been?
Since I've been in this village? Half a year, give or take.